This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, we're looking at the intersection of video games and mental health. Yesterday, we talked to a game designer. Tomorrow, we'll talk to a researcher. Today, we're going to hear from an occupational therapist. Amanda Foran works with children and adults who are on the autism spectrum at Motion Therapy in Rockville, Maryland. She's found that video games, when played by both people on and off the spectrum, can help build social interaction skills. Hello, Amanda.
Hi.
So, Amanda, if a family is trying to enter this area, buy a gaming system and some games and try and engage with someone who is on the spectrum, what would you suggest?
To start out, look for games that have simple rules. Games like tennis and boxing tend to be very easy for everyone to learn quickly, and they also tend to be highly interactive. Games that offer the motion capture technology that shows the individual on the screen instead of an abstract character. I really particularly like the Xbox system because it doesn't require any handheld controller, especially for individuals on the spectrum that might have limited fine motor control or coordination. It gets rid of that problem for them. And finally, I think that since many individuals on the spectrum are already skilled at playing video games, families can encourage them to play with siblings or neighborhood peers, and it really might give them the opportunity to act in the expert role.
You say that some of the stuff spurs and is good for social interaction and training of social interaction. The competition that's sort of inherent in a lot of these games isn't problematic?
No. So one of the reasons I think that using video games, and especially the active video games, is really great for individuals on the autism spectrum is that even though there's clearly direct competition, it's not face-to-face. They're standing next to each other, but they're looking at the screen. And so that seems to be a little bit less threatening for them.
What do you think this teaches all of us about people who are on the autism spectrum and technology?
People with autism want to engage socially. They desire that interaction. I really feel that they might not have the underlying skills, or maybe their sensory and language differences might make communication more difficult. But if we can utilize this technology to help make it a little bit more comfortable, people just blossom when they're playing.
Amanda Foran is Director of Occupational Therapy at Motion Therapy in Rockville, Maryland, and a current PhD candidate at the University of Southern California. Amanda, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben. It was a pleasure.
By the way, we've been asking for your stories for our Mind Games series. We'd love to hear about your own experiences. To find out more, head over to our website, marketplacetech.org.